Go to audibletrial.com.
/ go to hell. Audibletrial.com / go to hell.
Oh, look at me. I'm Deepu. I'm trying to do the ad for once, and I did it totally wrong.
I'm going to get a free audiobook. Do you guys like free audiobooks? I sure would.
Audibletrial.com / go to hell. Fuck you, Deepu, for doing this wrong for so long. It's like a minute of you doing it wrong.
If I ever got into them. But maybe you should get into them.
Audibletrial.com / go to hell. Let's go down to condiment episode, right? Well, condiments?
Yeah, let's do the condiment episode. We could do mayo. We could do mayo episode.
Are you really doing this right out of the gate? Obviously, mayonnaise is a condiment. Are we going to list every condiment to name the episodes?
Well, no. Mayo is like the condiment for sandwiches.
That's a hack thought right there, because I know I'm pro mayo, but I know a lot of people are stupid in this country and don't like mayonnaise.
Do you like mayonnaise?
Let me say, I love mayonnaise. It's a fucking ridiculous thing in your life to say you don't like mayonnaise. If you don't like mayonnaise, go look up the recipe for pretty much every food. Guess what? Mayonnaise, asshole. Like, it's so infuriating when people are like, I don't like mayonnaise. It's like, you don't really have a fucking option. It's in everything. It's in everything. Mm-hmm. It's just in everything. Like, you like it. There's no way you eat food in America and don't eat mayonnaise. And I'm not saying like, oh, it's this fast food. Like, a lot of foods have mayonnaise in them. So, well, I'm fucking angry already.
What's like a food that surprisingly has mayonnaise in it? Because right now, people are only thinking of potato salad, macaroni salad as like these alternative foods.
Well, that's a great example. I've met people, though, where they're like, oh, I like potato salad, but I don't like mayonnaise. Dumbass. It's in there. There's plenty of things. There's plenty of sauces that ask for it. There's too many to list.
Sure. Okay.
There's too many to list. Look it up.
All right.
Anyway, we're not doing mayonnaise, though. It'll be the condiment episode. Right. I'm not going to list every condiment. This. Do you have an intro?
No.
This is Hack Thought Podcast Sandwich Saga. Condiment episode. Deepu edition. Theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Fangers.
Oh my god, I love that theme song by Freddie.
Oh my god, I love how much you peak when I level that.
Welcome back.
To talk to you about it.
Welcome back to Hack Thought Podcast, the podcast about thoughts you don't think to think about. I'm Deepu, your host this week, joined by my producer this week, Mike Falick. Say hi, Mike.
Hi, everybody. How's it going? I'm using my radio voice
because
ten past the hour, 76 degrees.
On this episode, we're going to be talking about how to measure how good a person is.
Ooh. This is great. You are. Now, again,
I'm going to fuck
it up. You're knocking it out of the park lately.
Yeah.
This is a great subject. I think this is one that people. I have a hack thought on this that I was actually planning to talk about in the future, and maybe we'll develop it in this one. Mm-hmm. I'll preview it for people. That whole best friend speech you see on social media sometimes. Oh my God, the lady doth protest too much. And then it's like, who thinks that way? That's like, I love you, you're my best friend. It's like, who are you trying to prove it to, first of all? Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, really? Like, somebody asked me the other day, like, oh, I would do anything for my family. It's like, I would do a lot. I do more than most people, but there's a lot I would not do for my family.
Like what?
Drown any animal.
Really? So if it came down to it, you know, on the scales of justice.
Do you know how traumatizing it is to drown an animal?
I'm sure it's horrifying. But if it's to save your brother or your parents, I would do it.
No way.
I would. Yes, I would.
You would drown a goat.
Yeah, I mean, and I would hope.
Do you know how much an animal struggles when you drown them? I think this will be our Halloween episode, by the way. Do you know how much an animal fucking flares around? Like, go watch crocodiles drown animals. They do it.
Yeah. Well, I was picturing a smaller animal, like an easy animal to drown.
I feel as though easy animal in your mind is actually harder, like a bunny. Dude, that thing is going to be fucking flipping and flopping all around. You're going to have to do it two or three times. It's going to pop, and you're going to feel all of the life leave it. Like, as opposed to like a goat, like you just feel that life go out of that neck. But that whole bunny in your hand just die for no reason either, by the way.
Yeah. No, it's fucked up. What if I get like a really chill bunny, though?
Yeah, dog, just drown me. I'm just like, That's what happens. That's what happens.
You gotta go with the flow. You gotta go under the flow. You know what I'm saying?
It's cold.
I mean, I don't think I float. Let's try it out.
Hey, man, your sister's single? What's going on there? It's a deal. Anyway, if you want to drown me, it's fine.
Anyway, so...
Too many character voices.
I feel like my parents would drown the family dog if it came to saving
my
life.
Oh, a parent is different. You make a parent do the equivalent of drowning something every few weeks. That's fine. No, a parent is different. I don't have any kids.
Oh. So, but once you
but
do...
But my parents can go die. Who cares? I'm not drowning a dog. Same with my whole family, all of them.
Oh, all right.
Drown a dog? Deepu, I'm not drowning a dog.
But, like, we're in this weird situation where someone else's life is being threatened for the...
Yeah. We're in this odd sort of Saw situation.
Yeah. Grab the puppy. Go to the river.
Grab the puppy. You'll find it in the corner, puppy. I'm doing it a little bit like the Twilight Zone a little bit too much. All right, anyway.
So
I love this thing because I think people often really emotionally say things. My point is that people say these things like, I would do anything for you. I love it. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know why a lot of times. Do you know what I mean? Not because like what shit did you go through with this person that you're like, okay, do you know who doesn't really talk like this a lot of times? Like soldiers who do like die for each other. Mm-hmm. They're often are a lot calmer and more practical about their relationships with people. So it's odd to me when you're like, I just love how both of us work at the same place. We're best friends. Like, I don't fucking get that.
I don't understand that. I don't get how these attributes come about where someone is that excited about you.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get what you know, I have a low bar. Mm-hmm. Pretty much my bar with people is like, hey, don't be a disgusting, horrible person. And a lot of people can't achieve that. So it's a great bar to have. Mm-hmm. So I don't imagine what these people are doing for each other. Like, their stories can't be better than – let's be honest here. They can't be more heroic and valiant than soldiers. They might be. But it's very hard to believe that all these people that write these things are like, this is my best friend, George. I love him. We're best friends. We're dudes, tequila shots together. Like, I don't get that. Mm-hmm. Like, are they just saying it? Is this back to Michael's theory of the era of niceties?
It could be that it's, you know, it's a speech giving at a wedding. So you kind of have to hyperbolize and talk about how great the person is.
I've given speeches. No, I've never been that nice.
I can only
were
imagine.
Were you that nice?
I haven't given a speech.
Were you? Okay, you've never given a speech anywhere. You've never gotten a speech given. You've never seen someone graduate.
I mean,
These speeches are more extreme than some people's wedding vows, I want to say. If we're talking about the same thing, these best friend speeches are like just as bad. Or they're like just as, not bad, but like severe is the word I'm looking for. Like, they're just as extreme, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it is odd how over the top it goes. But let's go back to how do we measure?
Let's fix it. Oh, let's fix it now. Sure. So I was chiming in with my why I think it's a great thing. You've got it now. You've solved it because we don't have to give these speeches. You've got it for us. All right, let's go into it.
Okay, so this is something I thought about a lot because, you know, many times I know in my heart that I'm a great person. Like, in terms of ethics, I know I said I would drown a puppy earlier, but outside of that...
You said it for good reason. I think there's a lot of people out there who would say, including my family, who would say that I'm the sick one for not drowning the puppy.
Yeah, I would kind of...
And it's not about puppy. It's about the drowning. Let's just make it clear. It's not that animals have equal lives over... I don't want to drown anything. It sounds like a terrible thing to do.
Mm-hmm. What about...
Wouldn't do anything.
What about, like, beheading a chicken? Would you behead a chicken?
I have, but that's so. Yes, I would.
Okay. Well, you could say that's more severe than drowning, actually.
I think all people on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. This is one of my. I rarely share beliefs on this show, mm-hmm. but I guess we're getting into crazy town. I believe if you've ever eaten meat, you should have to slaughter an animal. It's something that I didn't do this as some sort of, you know, terrible act. I wanted to see the slaughtering process of animals. Mm-hmm. And it was all done, you know, humanely in the right way with...
If you must eat life, this is a crazy, you must take this is life.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are detached from it. It's a thing I don't genuinely say. I don't say a lot of my beliefs on the show. I think a lot of people are detached from the idea that you have... No matter what you eat, if you eat plants... I was just talking to my sister about this, who I would not drown a puppy for. I was, you know, if you eat plants, I had pet plants as a kid. Like, I love plants. I was very sad when some of my plants died. Aww. Like, you have to kill stuff to eat. Mm-hmm. It's just a way of the planet. And if you've ever eaten any meat, you should see how it's done. You should experience it. It's not a statement to get you to stop eating meat. And I pointed out this hack thought, by the way, that my sister liked a lot. Statistically, every single person, pretty much, who's ever had to slaughter an animal has kept eating meat. There are less people, much less people, that have slaughtered an animal and stopped eating meat. So it's something to think about in terms of understanding life and things like that. Mm. Grass are animals, and I mean, grass are alive. It's life. These are all things. You're going to have to kill something to eat. It's the way it goes.
Water is an animal. I agree.
Water's not an animal, but there's bacteria in everything. You kill something every time you do something. It seems to be the nature of life. It's unfortunate. There's plenty of microbes and things you can't see. And you say, oh, what? It's a microbe. It's a little life. Well, those same microbes are keeping you alive in your stomach. And now we're getting to crazy town, really.
Yeah.
So can we please get to how to judge people by...
Okay, so... So how do we come up with a measurement for this sort of thing? So I
throw a bean bag at like an old person too for my family.
You would
seems pretty horrible, right?
That's not so bad. A bean bag, like a bean bag chair.
You're throwing something at an old person? Yeah. What if they fall?
Are you like,
dude? That seems pretty horrible. That's the most horrible thing I'd do for my family.
Are you doing like a toss, like it's that game where you're trying to hit the target? Or are you just doing like a? Are you doing like a?
I'm chucking it. If it's really like if someone's going to either kill my family or I throw this beanbag at an old person, like I'm really throwing it to make sure it counts. I don't want to have to do it twice. It's a pretty disgusting thing to have to do. So yeah, no, I'm fucking throwing it at the person.
All right. I mean,
I don't want to, but in this scenario where someone would kill my family otherwise, that's what I would do to save them.
Sure,
but that's the most horrible I go.
Yeah. I mean, my only regret would be that they're not spinning on a giant wall. While I'm doing it.
You're losing the thread here.
Okay.
How do we judge people?
Okay, so there's a tool in physics.
Photoshop. Okay.
called the... This is a throwback Thursday for me.
Earl and Meyer flats.
Well, there's a coefficient that is often used to measure how objects move in different atmospheres, in different environments. So
now, I will say there are some friends of the show who are pretty hardcore physics people.
Yeah.
So we will be running this by them.
Yes. No, there are coefficients. They are called coefficients. So let's say an object is traveling through liquid. Its speed is calculated by multiplying various forces by a coefficient, which represents the environment of traveling in liquid. Or if something's going through air, there's a coefficient for that. So I think we can come up with a coefficient for how to be a good person. You know, the good guy index.
Here's what I heard.
What?
Wasn't that what we were going to do anyway? So you just wanted to brag that you knew this word coefficient?
A little bit.
Okay. So how do we set...
Well, no, coefficient...
Because I doubt math... No, the reason I'm calling you out on it as bullshit is because I doubt math is going to come into the rest of this.
No. It's going to come into this, actually. It's going to come into...
Okay, great. Then I want math, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is if you're going to waste my time with that... Mm-hmm. That math thing. I want math.
Yeah, yeah. No, of course. So, no. You know, so our good guy, and by good guy, I mean good person. So it could be a good...
Then say good person, shithead.
Okay, the GPI, the good person index. GPI, indeed.
Thank you.
Okay. So you'll be multiplying many things together to...
I imagined it would be weird if it was like 6 times 4.
Okay, so...
Okay, what's our first... factor here.
First
right?
factor.
Is that the right word?
Fraction.
Mr. Physics Boy?
Fraction of doors you've held open versus door...
Bullshit. You know I'm fucking... Is this meant to set me on edge? You know I'm against opening doors.
See, that would make you... See, in that part of the coefficient, you would fail. In that part of the equation...
Who gives a shit? Everyone can open the door for themselves.
But what if someone's right behind you? You're going to let the door close and then let them open it even 80% of the way? That's kind of bullshit.
Is it my job to be fucking watching around? Like, what am I? Is it SEAL Team 6 that I'm supposed to be monitoring the fucking exits all the time? Seeing who's coming? This isn't Heat, Deepu. I'm not watching doors to see who's coming in and out. I'm going through fucking door. That's my own fucking business.
You don't have any
peripheral? How long do I stay at the stupid door? And it doesn't matter if I have peripheral. I'm not wasting my peripheral on them.
Well, as a guy who's generally aware of his surroundings like the average person, I know when someone's right behind me.
The average person is not generally aware of their surroundings. So already off the bat, you're putting most of society as not good people, which is in the realm of Michael's philosophy, but I'm not sure you were willing to stunt your coefficient right away, are you?
No, the math checks out. Math checks
most out. Most people are not fucking aware of this. There's also a whole generation of people, by the way, Deepu, who believe, still existing right now, who believe men should open doors for women. And so that generation has a lot of women that don't open doors for other people.
I was so in that camp as well.
You're counting out about you. So you believe men should open doors for women specifically? What, because they don't have arms? They're too busy keeping their boobs from slapping themselves in the face? What are they doing with their hands?
I mean, fucking calling their boyfriend.
Figuring out, oh, this voting machine, it's just so confusing. I just wish my husband could suffrage for me. Oh, my, I just can't open this door. I'm still trying to figure out whether I should earn as much money as anyone else. My poor head. Why? Open your own fucking door.
All right, listen.
Why is it my business? What do they need help with?
Are you going to punish people who have held doors open for other people?
Yes. I don't believe it's a good thing. I think it's something people do who are not really good people, and it makes them think they're good people. Yes, I don't care. It doesn't prove anything to me. Deepo, for example, let's role play a little bit here. Mm-hmm. I'm in your house, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I'm there. I'm not me. I'm some other guy. I'm some stranger.
Thank God.
I go in, and I just shoot open all your drawers. You know, you've got some locked. I steal some money from it. You catch me. The police show up. They put me in jail. They go up and it's testimony time. Okay, and I have a character witness.
Mm-hmm.
It's my girlfriend. Yeah. She comes up, Cecilia. She comes up.
You call your girlfriend to the crime scene.
No. I call her to the trial.
She's
a character witness.
Yeah.
She says, "Well, he always held the door open for me." How many fucking points does that get me?
That gives you not many points, but it gives you a point. In the thousands of points
fuck
you can
you.
Get.
Fuck you.
A little bit.
Fuck you. That gives anyone any credit. It does nothing in the grand scheme of things. I'm not talking about somebody who needs help opening a door.
That is an important distinction. And I'm not counting those people either. Because
a normal human girl can open a door starting at age like 5.
I'm not talking about...
What I'm saying is, you're saying like, oh, what, girls can't open doors? No, I'm saying at age 5, you're pretty much strong enough with enough effort to open like giant doors. I don't know if you remember being a kid, but there's a certain age in which doors are like 9 times your height. At 5, you can pretty much get it. You know, you want to let that kid struggle to try and open that door. There's a little bit of wind, mm-hmm. okay? At 5, you can do it. All human children can open pretty much every door, unless it's a fucking Tomb Raider scene. They can open all the fucking crypts they want. So why the fuck am I helping an able-bodied or even a non-able-bodied person who seemingly got out of a door to get out of their fucking house? Like, why am I doing this?
I'm just thinking about all the doors I've held open for people and all the smiles.
You've earned nothing. See, you've earned nothing.
People love me.
People smile at you so that you don't rape them. They smile at you so they're like, I'm scared of everyone outside of my house. I know that I'm supposed to smile right now at other humans because this person thinks they're interacting with me. Fuck that coefficient. That's gone. I'm sorry. I'm taking 2 vetoes. I'm using 1.
All right. Well,
fuck that coefficient. That says nothing about the goodness of people.
All right. Well, what's something that you think is an indicator of a good person?
This is your coefficient.
Okay. All right. Amount of dollars donated to charity. Converted.
What about it? What if
converted to renminbi, the Chinese currency, to make it easier?
Okay, so it's a good conversion rate. What about if you don't donate time to charity, but you instead enact things of charity? People that effectively spend quite a bit of time donating their time, their effort.
I think hours, volunteered hours, are huge. I think that could be worth more.
So how many dollars are those worth?
I would say $75 an hour.
What do you consider charity?
Charity is...
You said the word donating money, which in my interpretation, you know, I am... We've made fun of George Carlin on the show, but I am a bit of a linguist. And for me, charity is not necessarily a monetary thing. It is a idea. It's something that exists everywhere. It does not have to be a 501(c). in my mind. It's a concept. It's a human concept, like love and pity and any other emotion you humans
I was thinking of it more as like, oh, text this number to this number here and donate.
I say you get no points for that.
Really? Okay.
You know how many points you get? 0.5 for that.
Yeah, it's a low effort. Which, very low effort.
It doesn't matter that it's low effort. A.
But how many Chinese renminbi
is there? Hold on. I don't want to bust people up here. You can't not think you're getting scammed with a lot of those. I mean, it's the same business model as getting the Crazy Frog theme song for your phone. You can't. I'm not even being mean to maybe some people do good with it, but you can't. Can't not think that a lot of those are scams.
I agree.
I'm sorry. So then that's zero.
Well, no, that's so
what is charity
stupidity
to you? What is charity to you? Is it maybe an emotion? Maybe it's not about being so clever as we are that we know this is a scam or this isn't a scam or this is not really helping people. You know, maybe you need to subtract that from your shit. Maybe it's an emotional thing. Maybe if the person felt bad about it and they wanted to do something.
Or maybe we just need a simple
are they
test.
Well, what I'm asking, no, because what I'm asking you is a deeper question about your coefficient.
Mm-hmm.
Do actions speak louder than emotions in your coefficient? Do the ends justify the intent is what I'm asking you.
Well, it's hard to measure intent. It's hard to measure emotion. So you kind of have to go with the actions here. You have to go with what you say.
Well, I mean, not to be crass. But plenty of people who are terrible donate to charities.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And it should be a sliding scale. It should be a sliding scale. Like, it's a factor of how much
Sir,
wealth you
don't
have.
Say sliding scale as an expression in an equation. What's your sliding scale? This is what I'm talking about with the goddamn math.
Yeah.
That's a real math term. What's the sliding scale?
Well, it's a okay, so it's represented as a fraction. So wealth donated over wealth owned. So the more of your percentage
again,
you give.
Again, if I make $1 million and donate half of it to charity and then, you know, pay my taxes and then I use that other $100,000 to, you know, I don't know, buy weapons for children's armies.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well,
do you have a coefficient that fucking
number,
fixes that?
Number of guns bought for kids. It's a bad score.
That's right in there.
That's right.
That's
right
in the coefficient. Number of guns bought. All right, there you go. What about if I give them spears and stuff?
Number of spears for a kid. A little less bad, but still bad.
I got to say, you have an answer for everything. Okay,
it's a long equation.
Why this money thing has come up before on the show, and I think you have an interesting attitude towards it.
Free money.
Well.
What has been my attitude? Remind me.
I'm trying to state it.
Remind me.
What's the attitude you're having now, which is that money is seemingly this objective thing, that the use of money and things like that is an objective emotion, is what you've said over the course of the show, that if you have money, then you'll get this. If you give money, then you'll get this. You seemingly seem to cut it very evenly with money.
I believe in money.
Well, that's okay. Me too. I pay my rent. And I exchanged monetary value for cheese just the other day. I'm an average money user just like you at home.
Wow.
What? Have you ever noticed how durable money is as a side funny thing here?
I was.
Why the fuck is it so durable? Like, can we make other shit out of that?
No, because then we'll start. Too many people will know how. Money is made from learning how the other thing is made.
I don't know. It's like a super material. Yeah. I was just thinking about how much money I've literally like put in the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
What is with that? That's crazy.
I agree completely.
And then I've had times where I put like my whole pocket in the laundry, so I'll have a note like a grocery list, and then a dollar bill, and the difference is not slight. It's like the grocery list comes out looking like it was put in a trash compactor and through one of those, you know, nuclear bomb tests, and the dollar is like, the dollar is the equivalent of when you sleep on your side and you get like, you know, those pillow creases in your face. Oh my God, it's insane. What is that?
I mean, you have to ask the scientists who invested heavily in making money last. Talk to them.
Okay, let's move past money. I think you have some weird attitudes towards money that are not really, because essentially, so these best friend sort of speeches on Instagram, it's always because they donated to the tzedakah box. What are we talking about here?
We'll talk about the many things you have to multiply together to find out if you're a good
person. What's next? We need what's the next thing? Move away from money. Let's eliminate all the money ones.
All right. Well, I mean, I talked about doors. That was not money.
Is that it? It's the money to charity and the doors?
No, let me think.
That can't be around there.
How many times you say please? How many times you say please?
You know I'm publicly against please.
I know. I'm not even going to get into this. But
do you see? So are you? We talk about this all the time on the show. How has it not come up? You genuinely still believe in manners as a thing, like fake manners? Those are all fake.
I use manners so that I don't get murdered.
Well, that's what we're all doing. We're all trying not to get stabbed in the head. So, but what do you? Do you really find value in those things?
No.
People in my life that don't say those things just because that's conversationally not what they say. I sometimes don't say them if I don't think it's necessary.
Ooh, how about this? How much?
Don't base it on me, though. You're allowed to call me a bad person. Let's be clear here. At the end of the day, I'm fine being called a bad person in this equation. I'm putting in my view on people.
I say you'll pass. All right.
Well, I'm a saint. That's okay. Yeah. But okay, what's the next one? You really didn't think of any other than the fucking door.
No, it's the doors, man. It's all about the doors.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Let me tell you something, man. You can also submit individual stories for review for the good person index.
What? So what does that mean? Hey, I was locked in a basement with someone. There was no water. I gave them my water bottle. Too bad. No doors in the basement. Fuck off. Zero. You're the worst.
Yeah. No, I think there should be a council that takes these stories and kind of gives you points depending on the story.
So you've gone from the most scientific. Let's be clear here. And because everybody says I'm fucking mean to you on this show, let's be real goddamn clear here. You started at, we're going to have an objective scientific equation that determines whether a person is moral and good. And then we've gone all the way to, I would like the Jedi fucking council to Hammurabi's code this bullshit and sit people in front of a tribunal and judge them based on their whims and worries.
I mean,
you're an asshole. This is nonsense now.
No, it's not nonsense. I was just...
How do you go from those two extremes?
Okay. It's be-
how do you go from the figuring out how bullets move through water to the fucking big tub of grease in Dune, psychically judging people? You are not worthy.
Okay, hold on. First of all, here's where you're wrong.
Quato? I think it is named Quato, even though the thing in Total Recall is named Quato. I think they're both Quato. I think Quato is a pretty common Mars name.
Michael, what you don't realize is that scientific communities have been, they actually established these standards. They actually, for these coefficients, they're actually doing these measurements in, you know, in controlled environments to find out what the...
In a vacuum.
Yeah. Well, they...
Nobody can breathe, but we got some good results.
So there is a community of people involved, and there is a council, much like the council I want to confide in with my stories of good guy behavior.
We will not train the boy. He's too old.
I see evil in him.
I see his flies open. Zip it up, pal. XYZ.
No. But imagine, hold on. Before, as we were...
Does Yoda look like a bitch?
Okay. Can I just tell you my greatest good guy story that just gets me a billion points?
What does Kylo Ren look like?
Don't use the Chewbacca defense on this podcast.
Does he look like a bitch?
So I want to tell you the story about how good a guy I am. And you're going to hear this story and be like, wow, this guy could drown 8 puppies at once. This is a great guy.
Do you want music for this?
Yeah, please.
Okay, you got it.
All right. It's a really quick story.
This song, by the way, playing right now is something I've saved on my computer called Deepu's Theme. It just shows you what I think of Deepu.
All right. Well, I hope they can hear
me. It's a real song. It's a real track.
Great. Okay. So one day when I was in college, and I was a virgin at the time, and before I had sex, I actually went to the health department. Doctor.
Vagina import.
STD place. And, I went to the. I made an appointment. I said, "Hey, I need a full battery of tests. I need the full gamut."
Before you were sexually active?
Before I was sexually active, yes. And I was sitting down with the doctor. I was like, I want the full battery. And she was like, okay, tell me.
Where were you going to get syphilis from?
Shut up. Let me tell my story. So I'm sitting down with the doctor, and she asked me the first question. She was like, so what have you done? Tell me your sexual history. I was like, I just say, I've done nothing down there. And then she goes, so then why are you here? And I say, well, I've used a bathroom in India, and I don't know if I ever caught something, and I'm just trying to be safe before I have sex with anybody.
A lot of young girls' concerns. They're free. They're learning about their bodies finally out of the house. They're always real worried about getting tapeworms. I go, well, I slept with him, and it was good, and it was nice, but then I just, you know, I felt as though there were small crawly things in my poop afterwards, and a lot of them concerned about ringworm as well.
Well, listen, it's not, okay, you can laugh at my concern.
Dysentery, all those young college kids going out there and getting dysentery. Oh, they're all screwing each other, hot young co-eds listen, getting Montezuma's revenge
disease,
from those weird toilets.
Disease travels, disease hides. You never know.
So you said, hold on, we're about to have sex. Let me wear the same sandals I got athlete's foot from in India. Here I'm putting on my sexy sandals full of fungus. Here I come for you, cooch. Is that what happens?
And then you know what she says? You know what she says?
So let me put on my Band-Aids from fourth grade. Ooh, putting on old Band-Aids, ooh, covered in mold. Do-do-do-do, and you're like, ooh, let me put some candles. They're all made out of garbage. Burning some garbage burning. She goes, ooh, I like that. Let me put some sensual oils on you. These sensual oils happen to be from melted down used rat traps. Rubbing my rat oil onto my bottom. Is that what happened?
No.
Because if not, I think both, I don't know how both of you at all managed to sex, but.
No, she told me, she looked me in the eyes, and she said, you are a really good guy. And that's going to do it for this episode of Hack Thought Podcast.
That's Hack Thought Podcast. Are you a good person? Just have $1 million, give some guns to kids, and offset that with charity, says Deepu. And then if that goes all wrong, find a magical council of people to tell you whether or not you have STDs. Congratulations. Are you stupider? I certainly am.
Go to audibletrial.com.
/ go to hell. Audibletrial.com/go to hell.
Oh, look at me. I'm Deepu. I'm trying to do the ad for once, and I did it totally wrong.
I'm going to get a free audiobook. You guys like free audiobooks? I sure would.
Audibletrial.com/go to hell. Fuck you, Deepu, for doing this wrong for so long. It's like a minute of you doing it wrong.
If I ever got into them. But maybe you should get into them.
Audibletrial.com/go to hell.